Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is.
Yo, yo, this Collective Minds Radio. Welcome back. It's your host, Brother Kevin. And I'm here, I believe, with my co-host, Love Lachey and Mufasa Rai. Y'all with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, it sounds like we might be missing Mufasa for a second, but I'm sure he'll chime in a minute. But what's going on, Love Lachey? How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How about yourself? Just busy.
Oh, okay, yeah, busy. Yeah, I know. Right, right. No, you got a lot going on over there. But did you have any announcements or whatever? To get going.
I have just a few announcements. I guess I'll be announcements up into the coming weeks of the countdown and premiere of Welcome to Sweetie Pie. So I'd like to give a special shout out to St. Louis native, Ms. Robbie Montgomery, doing a thing out here, one of the icon legends here in St. Louis, Missouri. Nailed the reality show with the OWN Network, shooting her 11th, actually the 12th season, just got done completing the 11th season. Now we're currently filming the 12th, so be on the lookout for that.
Right.
It premieres on the 25th of this month on the OWN Network.
All right, we're going to be checking for that. Shout out to Ms. Robbie and everybody over there at Sweetie Pies.
How you doing, Mufasa?
All is well.
Mufasa, what's good?
All is well in the place to be. Been rocking and rocking since the beginning of the century. Damn, that was whack. What's up, y'all?
Okay. All is well. We just chilling. Hello.
All I can say is my football game's been good today. That's my announcement. I've been watching football all day. And
No, brother. No football. Yeah, we thinking F the NFL over here, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just spying on them for everybody. That's all.
Hey, right. You just keep it track for everybody.
I'm the spy. I'm the spy.
God, what would you have done had we had that power outage? You would have been crying by then.
I would have been crying because
you ain't looking at football.
I would have been a rebel with the football.
I would have flipped out.
Rebel without a cause.
Man, you got any announcements, Mufasa?
What was that you say, Brother Ken?
No, I was saying, do you have any announcements before we go on get into the topic for today, tonight? This evening, whatever it is.
No, not really.
Okay. And then Love Lachey.
I would like to add something. I am having some technical difficulties, so if today I go in and out, just kind of bear with me.
Okay, no worries. We know you're on set, you're superstar, doing your thing. You know, I know how that goes. How the Hollywood lifestyle go, you know, so it's all good. But, right, so today's topic, family, and we want the Collective Minds audience to definitely chime in on this one. I'm sure everybody got a lot of opinions on this particular topic. But, you know, this evening we are talking about, are people born gay? And or do you support, a homosexual lifestyle? Do you think that's a constructive lifestyle that we should be promoting? How do you feel about it? You know, so we want to get everyone's opinion. And you can call in now to listen in and actually give your opinion as we go through tonight's topic. So if you want to give us a call, hit us up. What's the number? The number is
922-477-16.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. 929-477-1697. So that's 929-477-1697. This is Collective Minds. We are talking about, are people born gay? You know, and how do you feel about the, you know, just the entire homosexual lifestyle? And so just, I guess before we get started, I would just go run down just some basics on how, just to answer the first question as far as how do, are people born gay? So, you know, just to break it down, you know, a real simple level, basically we got men and women, right? Men and women both have natural levels of testosterone and estrogen. Now, just to break it down, testosterone is the dominant hormone that is in men, which, you know, they say is linked to aggressiveness, links to dominance, links to things like that, things that are, you know, quote-unquote associated with men. That's testosterone. Then you have the hormone estrogen, which is the female-dominant hormone, you know, which is linked to, some say, like emotional sensitivity, just quote-unquote things that we associate with females. So those are the actual hormones. Now, from my limited research, like I said, men and women both have natural levels of both of these hormones. So these are just naturally in both men and women. So a man could actually have more estrogen, or the levels could be off to where they need to be naturally. So you can have more estrogen in a man that may produce, you know, different effects, and then you can have more testosterone in a woman that can produce different effects. However, from my understanding, that doesn't necessarily make you gay. You dig what I'm saying? If your levels are a little bit off, that doesn't necessarily make you gay. So in my opinion, I think what actually makes you gay is you choosing to engage in sex with the same sex. You know what I'm saying? Because when we're born, basically, I don't think you're born gay or heterosexual. I just think it's based on the anatomy that we have. Let's say it's based on the equipment that we have that determines or should determine our sexual disposition, if that makes sense. So, you know, just to break it down, if you're born a man, which the God made you born a man, based on that, you have the man tools to be attracted to women. You know what I'm saying? Just based on the anatomy that the Creator gave you, that should choose your sexual disposition. You know, whether you're you should be heterosexual, because that is the, now I'm not saying you should be, but in my opinion, I think heterosexual is the natural way. You know what I'm saying? When you're engaging in sex with the same sex, there's really nothing to produce. And we do know, just based on, you know, just nature, that sex is to produce offspring, like to keep the species going, to do things like that. Like, that is what sex is for. So when you choose to engage in sex with somebody of the same sex, then that's just a lifestyle that I believe that you chose, or actually an activity first, and then it may turn into a lifestyle. But when you engage in that type of sex, or some people call it anti-sex, because you're really just doing an activity, because there's nothing to produce. You know, sex by definition is to produce something, You know, and when you're engaged with sex with someone of the same sex, again, you're not really producing nothing. It's just an act. And that can carry over into a lifestyle. So I just wanted to break that down real quick and just break down, you know, just the estrogen and the testosterone that men and women naturally have, which, you know, which affects our emotional state or whatever. You know, it affects us in different ways. But I do have more to chime in on, but, you know, I want to give Love Lachey and Mufasa time to chime in. I guess, Love Lachey, are you available right now?
Yeah, I am. I actually agree with that. A lot of what you said, as far as you know, you are born and then you kind of learn based off of not just your environment, but also, like you say, your makeup and stuff. You know, how to basically kind of, I guess, how you're going to conduct yourself, I guess, in a sense, in society. And I do think, I personally don't think you are born gay. You know, I've heard that in different arguments from people who have chosen to live that lifestyle, you know, because they feel like they cannot explain why they may be attracted to one type of person versus the other one. And a lot of it could do with basically how you just explained it, you know, certain things we just born with and not born with, you know, but the act and the lifestyle itself is definitely a choice, you know, it's definitely a choice.
Right.
So that's, I don't know. And
okay.
That's pretty much
got it. Yeah. Right. Indeed. And, Mufasa, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. So, I'm put it like this. Sexual orientation determined at birth. Yeah, it's determined at birth. It's determined, you know, why you in the womb. Now, when you come out the womb and you come out as a male or a female, if you uphold to the laws of nature, females and males are attracted to each other to produce life. So if you're born a male, you should be wanting to sleep with a woman. If you're born a woman, you should be wanting to sleep with a man in order to continue the cycle of life. Now, I know some people come out feeling with different types of feelings. Now, I look at it like this. You come out feeling like anything outside of that, I look at it as a birth defect. Now, I know they might draw some heat to me and get me in trouble, but that's how I look at it. It's a birth defect. If you come out a man and you're attracted to, you're having these feelings and you don't not attracted to women, you want to be with a man, it's a birth defect, vice versa. You know, because in order, like I said, to carry on the cycle of life naturally, it takes a man and a woman. So for me, outside of that, it makes no sense. You know, you're either making a choice to sleep with the same sex or you have a birth defect. That's how I feel about that. So before I go any further or deeper, we can either go back and forth or take a call, which I want to do. I ain't going to go too hard right now.
Yeah, let's get a call. Let's hear from the family.
Okay, exactly. Area code 336-965. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I disagree with that person who was talking, because a baby, when he's born, a baby doesn't know who he is. He doesn't even have a mind to say, oh, I'm a girl, I'm a boy. A baby doesn't choose what they are. It's society and how they was raised and how they grew up. I knew this man whose grandmother used to dress him as a girl all the time and say he looked pretty. So it all depends on the relationship, because when God created man, He created one man and he took woman from man. He didn't make no mistake. He didn't take, let me find out who this is going to be, a male or a female. He did not do that. At birth, he determined at birth what you were. And, you know, and you made decisions as you grew up, not in the womb, not when you first come out, because the baby doesn't know who they are. They came up with, once they, it's in the environment, once they grow around people, and then different things happen to different people. A boy that got raped by a man and got stolen and turned to be gay.
Right.
We don't know the situation. Everybody's different. So we don't really know what the situation is, but nobody's born. God don't make a mistake. We choose. He said, you choose death or life. We choose those different ideas of what we want to do. We get attracted to a woman and we're a girl, and we choose that. And we get attracted to a man and we're a boy, we choose that. God doesn't have anything to do with that. And he didn't put it in your mouth as a baby that you're going to be gay because you don't know anything about being gay.
I got to say this, Carla. Now, you say that God don't make no mistakes. God created you as a male, and God created you as a female, and you go outside it, or people, like you were saying, people can touch you or molest you, or the society can groom you a certain way. So with that being said, that's humans that is altering what God did. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't know what you just said. Repeat yourself at the end.
I'm saying that if a baby comes out born a male, okay, and society, like you said the society can throw you off or alter you. If the society changes you and start dressing whoever you grew up around, dressing you like girls and all that type of stuff, wouldn't you say that's the people? That's the people that's changed you around. That's not God's work. That's what people are doing.
That's what a lot of things comes from the environment, because I work with girls, and I work with girls
If you can mute your line, hold on. I'm hearing some background just so we can. If you can mute your line, if you're not speaking, just so we can keep the quality of the show. But go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry.
No, I said I work with girls who were gay, and some of the things that they have went through, the reason why they turned as a defense against men, and they turned to other women. So women would start nurturing them and telling them it's going to be all right, and they got caught up in that. So it all depends on the situation. It has nothing to do with God, because God gives you a free will to choose. You choose. So it has nothing to do with God. It's you, yourself. So you're not born like that. You can't blame nobody but yourself the way you turn out. That's the way I see it.
Indeed. Yeah, I think that is some that you brought up that we do need to keep in mind as well, because a lot of homosexual people do or have admitted that they were, molested as a kid, or something happened to them, something abnormal in their childhood that happened to them that made them actually turn that way. And then also, if we look at the things that our particular society promotes, we actually promote, a homosexual lifestyle. We promote all these things within our society. So that can be damaging as well. You know what I'm saying? We use TV. You got Empire. There's a gay character. You got these movies coming out like Moonlight with gay characters. And they just try to normalize that type of lifestyle when it's really, in my opinion, I don't think there's anything natural or normal about that type of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So it could be, society that's turning some people gay. It could be molestation as a child. It could be, like the caller said, they could just be fed up with men, just hate men or whatever for whatever reason. It could be young boys that are raised by women, and mostly women, that just happen to turn that way, just based on how they were raised and whatnot. So I do agree with that, Carla. I think you made some good points. And that's what I was trying to say earlier, is that I don't think you're born gay or heterosexual. I think when you come out based on you being a man or woman, that should be your sexual orientation. You know, if you're a man, then you should be attracted to the opposite sex. If you're a woman, you should be attracted to the opposite sex, just because that's the natural progression, and that's just to keep the species and keep humanity going. Anything else is going against producing children. You know, any other type of act that you're doing, quote unquote, is going against producing offspring, producing other people. You know, right. So it's definitely a choice. It's definitely a lifestyle. It's definitely an act that you choose to do, you know, but I'm with the call. I don't think, you know, God would make you gay, you know, in my opinion. So.
Maybe I got misunderstood, because I don't think that's what I was saying. I wasn't saying that God make you gay.
Right. No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying you said that.
Yeah, maybe the caller thought I was saying, but no, I say that you do that. You know, God makes you a certain way. The Creator made you a certain way, and if you by chance came out, because I mean, Carl, you tell me, the Creator or God made men and women, right? Ain't that the guidelines that God or the Creator has given us, man and woman? So if you come out some other type of way, I have to say that's a birth defect.
Well, I think maybe what I don't want to put words in their mouth, but if someone comes out and says they were born gay, that's kind of hard to prove. You know what I'm saying? Like they may have felt that way, but that's hard to prove. And I think what the call is saying is, no, that's not the case. They were not born that way, because we've all heard, you know, we heard the stories about little boys. It's typically, I hear the stories about little boys who were feminine when they was little, and they was like, oh, they always knew, we always knew he was different, and blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? I've heard those stories about some people. But my thing is, even if you're a feminine young man, that still doesn't make you gay. What makes you gay is when you decide to have sex with another man. That's what makes you gay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I say, you can be a strong woman and have a high testosterone level and still be married to men, or married to a man and still be attracted to a man, and vice versa. You can be a man with a high estrogen level and somewhat feminine, but you can still be attracted to women, and, you know, quote, and so on and so forth. So,
but if that's not the case, then that would have to be a birth defect. Like, it's like they had those hermaphrodites or whatnot. You know, people that's born with both male and female parts. I mean,
right?
That's either a birth defect, or y'all telling me that the Creator meant for something like that to be here? Because I don't look at it like that. I look at it like it was a birth defect.
Yeah, that's correct. I agree. I look at it that way, too. So I guess if you're born and you just,
if you're born and
you're attracted to the same sex, yeah, there's something off.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, if we can't go back to your life and see where you have been touched, or you was raised a certain type of way, all that, if we can't find nothing out the norm in the way you was raised or brought up, then I would have to call it a birth defect. Now, if we do find something in your the way you was brought up that could have possibly made you start feeling that way, well, then we need to treat it as mental illness.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
possibly.
Saying? Obviously, you are suffering from an illness. And the reason I'm suffering from an illness is because that's not in accordance with nature. You as a man attracted to another man, you as a woman attracted to another woman. That's not the way it's intended for us to be to carry
this
on life.
Correct.
You know, and some people just make the choice to do it, I feel.
Right,
they choose to be that way. So just
they
keep it real and say, you chose that lifestyle. But
this is correct. This is correct. And just to make it just a side note, you know, if we have any gay family members listening in, this is definitely not an attack on you. This is not a bash on you. This is strictly our opinion. You know what I mean? You know, I can speak for myself. This is just my opinion. So it's not to bash. I'm not saying that, you know, gay people should be treated differently. I'm not saying they should be disrespected. I'm not saying that they should be harmed in any way. I'm not saying none of that. Because a lot of times I think with this society, when you say that you're against a homosexual lifestyle, then they want to paint you as homophobic. And you hate gays and all this and that. No, this is not the case. You know what I'm saying? This is not the case. Like, for me, like, I don't hate gays. You know, I've worked with gay people before. I've known gay people. You know, there's some in my family. Like, that doesn't mean that I hate them. I just disagree with the particular lifestyle choice that they may engage in. You know, and that's where it is. Like, so that doesn't make me homophobic. You know what I mean? That just means I disagree with the lifestyle for the simple reason is I don't think that it is conducive to building a healthy family and going into a healthy nation. Promoting that type of lifestyle or even engaging in that type of lifestyle is not healthy. You know what I mean? And as a man, I can speak from the male's perspective. If you're having sex with another male, that's not healthy. Like, I'm sure you got to take precautions and do all type of stuff because there's certain things that you're doing that are not supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get too graphic, but to engage in that type of activity is just not, you know, you could say sanitary, healthy, whatever. It's just not conducive to, like I said, building a strong family. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. Like, this is not a knock, you know, on the gay people or nothing like that. This is just strictly, you know, our opinion. We just sharing with the family and talking. And,
right.
You know, this is what it is. So,
yeah,
I want to put that out there.
I'm the same way with that. This is not to really come down on gay people or whatnot. Hey, you know, you got your life living.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is at the end of the day, it's not natural. And the reason I know that it's not natural is because if I took 10 women and put them on an island, and I put 10 men and I put them on the island, if the women never left that island and the men never left that island, they going to die off.
This is a fact.
No. Now, I know some people have seen it in history. But, you know, maybe this happened before, maybe it didn't. But I have heard people say in the beginning of time, women were able to produce life on their own. You know, now I can't speak on that. But I can say right now, as we sit now, I ain't seen it happen. I ain't seen two women having sexual intercourse and one of them getting pregnant. Now, if there's somebody out there that can call in and tell me that that's what they did, please feel free. And I definitely know ain't no two men slept together and made no baby. I ain't never known a man to carry a child. So, whatever you choose or whatever you do, you know, that's on you. But if I put a bunch of women on the island, and a bunch of men on a totally separate island, and y'all don't get a chance to meet jeans up, you dead. You as good as gone. You is not going to make it. You know, we come back and check on you. It's a wrap for you. unless you in some kind of way escaped off that island and went and had sex with somebody of the opposite sex. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yes, sir.
Prove me wrong.
Yes, sir. That's a good point. And I do want to give out a little resource to the family, too. There's a book by Dr. Wesley Muhammad from the Nation of Islam, and it's called Understanding the Assault on the Black Man, Black Manhood, and Black Masculinity. And in this book, he actually goes into how this government, like it's documented, has used drugs, alcohol, and other devices to attack black manhood and black masculinity, which he explains are two different things. But I encourage you to do your research and get that book if you're interested in that particular topic. But he does break down how, you know, they biologically induce homosexuality in our kids. So he's saying that certain people can be born gay just based on the chemicals and based on things that they have done to our bodies that produces these type of individuals to be born gay. And he also says that gender is mostly biochemical, meaning they can look at, you know, they can look at babies and you can tell which way a baby's going to go. Like, I think in the first couple weeks or a month or so, there's no sex for the child. You know, you have the chromosome, you have the 2X chromosome, I believe, which is the female, and then you have the XY, which is the male. You know, so, but until then, it's just, let's say, a blank sheet. Like, there's no sex based on the particular fetus or zygote, yeah, which is what they call the pre-fetus, situation. And so he's saying that based on the chemicals that they use, that certain people can be born gay, you know, just based on that. So that's another thing to look at. But he also says a lot of the things or propaganda that people that they use to promote this type of lifestyle, especially to the black community, so that they can neutralize black dominance, they can neutralize a black revolt, they can neutralize black people rising up. Once you start affecting us on a chemical and biological level, there's certain things that can, you know, just cause us to be docile and, you know, not want to fight, just want to, you know, there's certain things that just to cause us to calm down. And this is an actual act of warfare. This way, you don't even have to fight the war. If you get a bunch of gay black men running around, you don't even have to fight the war. You dig what I'm saying? And Dr. Frances Cress Wilson also said in her book, The ISIS Papers, she also talks about how in this society, when you're a black man, it's very difficult to be a black man growing up in this particular system. So what she was saying in her book is a lot of black men take the easy route and try to be a woman as opposed to being a man and just, you know, trying to stand up and fight the system. She was saying that it's easier for some black men to just be gay. That way you're not a threat. You know what I mean? You've been neutralized. You're accepted. You know, white people accept you more. Like, you know, you get a lot of props. You get a lot of benefits if you're a gay black man. And I've seen this firsthand, you know. We can look at what they promote to our people and to our society. It's almost like black people are shamed into agreeing with a homosexual lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't say, you know, we can't say we're against that particular lifestyle, because like I said, we get labeled as homophobic or we hate gays and we gay bashing and all this and that. So just to take the easy route, a lot of black people just say they agree or, you know, do what you do, which, hey, I say
hey,
do what you do. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, before you got too far off, I wanted to touch on or just let you know, also Wesley Muhammad had brought up a study that he had been doing about marijuana, where the marijuana is causing us to change genders also.
This is right.
So, yeah. So I would throw that out to people, too, to do your research on that also. And say the brother's name is Dr. Wesley Muhammad. So
yeah, Dr. Wesley Muhammad, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty deep, but he was saying that the type of that, and it's not the regular marijuana, it's that, you know, what we call the loud pack.
The loud,
you know?
right.
Yeah.
Loud. Yeah.
Yes. All the weed that everybody is glorifying right now, that all the youth is on. I mean, you know that weed is chemically enhanced.
That
you
is correct.
You know, they make all these different strands of weed, and they say this strand does this, this strand does that.
Right.
You know, we got a gazillion strands. That lets you know that it's chemically enhanced. So,
oh, yeah, it's genetically modified.
Yeah, it's not a far-fetched for what Wesley's saying, that certain strands, you know, is geared towards making black women more masculine and making black men more feminine. I can believe there's something to that.
Yes,
you know,
indeed.
And do y'all research on that too.
Yeah, I definitely agree and believe that, you know, there's definitely something to that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, the art of war is to defeat your enemy without even fighting. You know, that's one of the key. So if we can be neutralized through drugs and certain types of things. Hello, I'm still here. Yeah. If we can be neutralized through drugs and all these other different things, then that saves them from either having to fight or, you know, do anything else, because we're not in our right minds, or we're not, you know, biochemically in order to have a revolution or liberate ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely believe it's something to that, you know. But, yeah, I do want to get this out, too, because my thing is, like, if you gay, okay, go ahead and do what you do. My biggest problem comes with the promotion from society of this particular lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? They want to make it like it's cool, like it's an alternative lifestyle. Like, alternative to what? Like, we shouldn't be promoting this stuff. Because I remember growing up, like, I don't want to get into my age, but, you know, you didn't see as many gay people out in the open like that. I think it should be kind of shunned in society. Like, it shouldn't be something that you're proud of, because in my opinion, I don't think that this is normal. But I would point to the fact that we live in a Greco-Roman society, and they have been known to have homosexual societies. Like, this is documented from Greek and Roman societies that they engaged in a lot of homosexual activities. And so what they've done is took the African out of Africa, put them in a new age or a neo type of society, and promoted the homosexual lifestyle to us. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of us, like I said, instead of actually fighting against it, it's been easier for a lot of us just to adopt that lifestyle, just because we don't want to face the fact or face the music when it comes to actually fighting, you know, and being men, being women in a particular society. So I blame the way the society is structured, and I blame European and Greco-Roman pathology as far as this sexual agenda, because this is what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no secret. It's documented. This is what they do. So,
right.
You know, that's something that, you know, that we got to look at as well.
Let's check the line real quick, see if we got somebody want to chime in.
Okay,
here,
let's take
caller
314-814. Caller, you there? 314-814. Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Hey, caller.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
Hey,
peace,
caller. Thank you. Well, thank you. I didn't hear everything that you guys had to say, but I wanted to say my take on the subject is, you know, for years and years and years, kind of sort of to this day, I feel like sexual preference is not biologically determined. I don't feel like it is. And I know that there has been research, you know, that says that, you know, it's chemicals in our brains that causes sexual abnormalities and all of this stuff when we're born. But I've actually studied on it a little bit, not enough to, you know, feel definite in speaking about it. But at the same time, I kind of believe it's possible because I have relatives that are gay, and honestly, they're younger than me. And I can remember these children growing up, I mean, 3, 4, 5 years old, and having certain characteristics that made me think that they would be gay. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. I don't know. And they really did turn out to be gay. But
let me ask you this, Carla, real quick, not to interrupt you, but were these young men or young women?
Young men.
And was there a male figure, dominant male figure, in their household, or was they just raised by a single mother?
One, both parents, and definitely a dominant male figure, definitely. That was one.
Oh, wow.
And the other one, just a mother.
Okay, okay. That has a little context. But you say one did have both parents there, and he was the dominant male figure in his
yes.
life. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay, that's interesting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
what I was saying earlier, Carl. You weren't on when we brought this on. Talking about this earlier, where I was saying that some people can be born with a birth defect, and that's how I look at it, as a birth defect. You know, all mental illness. So we should treat it as such. We should treat it as a birth defect or to illness because of something that you may have been subjected to. But if you think about that.
But okay, when I think about that and I look at it as, when you say a birth defect,
mm-hmm.
I look at that and I say, so therefore, are you saying that it is something that can be treated?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, treat it spiritually or treat it medically?
I would say both.
Hmm.
Whichever way we can solve the problem. Because
I understand that the problem needs to be solved, but I'm just saying, what are your thoughts? Do you really think that it could happen, it could be treated spiritually or medically? And I hear you saying both, but I'm saying that to say, like I said, forever and ever, I always thought it was a choice. I always thought it was a choice until, I actually saw these two family members of mine. And then now I do kind of question it. You know, I really do. And the way they were taunted coming up, and it does, as a matter of fact, both of them are cousins of mine. And one, I'm actually very close to him, and you know, I talk to him about that for years and years and years, and you know, and said things like, you know, you need to do what it takes to change, and this and the other. And he was like, I can't change. This is just who I am. And I believe in my heart. He's always said, do you really think I would have chose this lifestyle with basically all the backlash that he's been given. And I thought this, when I got the text, I thought this was an excellent conversation to chime in on because of the closeness with these two relatives. And I honestly don't understand. Like I said, when I was in school, I did research on it, but I just kind of don't remember everything about it and what particular gene that was supposed to have something to do with this. But like I said, some definitely say it's genetic, but I'm really leaning more towards a choice, you know. And thing about society, like someone already said, glorifies it, and it's like the community, the gay community, wants everybody in the world to make it like a norm. It's totally a norm for a man to be with a woman, but they're making it like a norm for a woman to be with a woman, a man to be with a man. And when you think about it, at this point in our time, in our life, which I'm 51 years old, and I thought I would never see the fact that they have so many rights. You can go to jail for taunting them. Every show you see on TV. One thing I noticed in different shows that come on, whether it's a sitcom or whatever it is, different shows that come on TV, you cannot see a show on TV right now, and unfortunately, especially a black show that don't have a gay character in there. And that's
exactly, yeah. Carla. And that's done by design, Carla.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Carla. Let me ask you this one real quick. Now, your two cousins, do they both believe they was born gay?
Yes.
Or they both? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And Go ahead.
No, I was expecting because the one who was in the two-parent home.
Right.
He has a dad that's kind of off the chain that was, you know, like cheating on the mom for years and all that. I mean, he was just pretty off the chain, you know, did whatever sexually, okay, was always messing around to the point where, honestly, I didn't know. I was thinking this because I know, I do feel like, in a sense, that environment may play a part with it too, because I was thinking, did he just growing up, I was thinking, did he see how his dad hurt his mom so much, you know, with the infidelity that he felt like he had never hurt a woman, so he wasn't going to be with a woman. I mean, I'm thinking all of this stuff, right? Because he's from a big family.
I think you're on something. Yeah, I think you're on something.
I mean, really, it's like eight of them, okay? It's like eight of them. He has like three up under him, so he has like four over him, and nobody else is like that but him. And I don't know, but I
think you're on to something. I think if we did, like, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but I think if we had a psychologist do some digging and evaluate, I think that they could probably pinpoint some things that may have triggered this type of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm agreeing with you. At the end of the day, I think it is a choice. Like, even if, you know, you have some feminine ways because you was raised by a single mother or what have you, that still doesn't make you gay to me. What makes you gay is when you actually choose to sleep with the same sex.
That's what
makes you gay. So I think you may be on to something, like, you know, I think a psychologist or somebody that dig a little deep and ask the right questions, but I think there may be something there as to, you know, how his father may have treated his mother, so on and so forth like that. So, you know.
I want to add another point on to it, too. Now, I agree with y'all also, for the most part, that it's by choice. But you cannot rule out chemical injections. You can't rule out these immunizations that we are given, You can't rule out what type of drug a person could be, could have had access to. I mean, let's think about it like with certain, with K2 and stuff like that, and they
right.
drugs,
right.
all these other drugs that have come out that can make a person do a total 180 and act totally different. So how
right.
can we rule out that as a child is, you know, getting a immunization, we don't know what they're really sticking them with. They could be hitting them with something that chemically affect their brain to go along with a gay agenda. So I don't think we should rule that out also. I do believe strongly in the choice, just like y'all do, but I don't think we should rule out chemical warfare on us as well.
No, I don't think it's not ruled out. I think what it is that it's two different ways we have to acknowledge two different parts of this. Like Brother Kevin saying, the desire or the tendencies or the behavior and what mannerisms I was saying can be there. That don't necessarily mean that, okay, you're living a gay lifestyle. It's when you choose to submit to those desires and start to sleep at the same time and make it a lifestyle to do it. That is the concern. And the reason that I break it down on those two levels, because it was, whatever it could be multiple reasons why you may have the desire or the mannerisms and things like that. There can be multiple reasons, Mufasa. Like you said, birth defects. It can be chemicals. It can be drugs. It can be, you know, different things that can cause this. But it's still the choice of the person
right.
that makes you decide to go with the man. It ain't the drug. It is not the drug that
Well, I have to disagree because, like, I mean, who makes a choice to bite somebody's face off? But if you take a drug, the drug can make you do that act. So if you didn't take the drug and then still choose to go out and eat somebody's face off, and I'm saying it's the same way. If you got a hold of something that can make you be more prone to being to living a homosexual lifestyle, you may be chemically exposed to something that makes you act outside of your norm. So it's made so it has taken your choice away at that point.
I agree with what you just said, Carla, and I say that because to a degree, when you talk about chemical warfare. Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. But I was saying that when you talk about chemical warfare, I do believe that, for instance, when we're talking about the sexual preference, I do believe that it can have a genetic component, and the reason being is what you said earlier, Carla, at birth, when we get the immunizations and stuff, we don't know what they're using to immunize us. And also, for instance, if the mother, I guess, or the father is dealing with some particular type of drug, that definitely can go to that fetus.
Right.
And that fetus, being a fetus, doesn't have the ability to fight off probably what an adult can fight off. And
right.
that, you know what I mean, whatever that is, that chemical that parent or those parents have in them can definitely, and when I think not so much make them gay, but I believe that a genetic component from that parent can affect the child's brain, and in affecting that fetus's brain, no telling what kind of, you know, effect that it can actually have on that child once it grows up or whatever. You don't know what it can do to that brain, because once it messes up your brain at that point, I don't think it's a choice. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think it's a choice at that point.
And I got to commend you, Carla. You did a great job of doing a double whammy on us. That's why my host was laughing because you called me caller twice.
I called you caller twice.
You called me caller twice. So
wait a minute. You said I called you caller two times, or I called
yes.
you caller twice?
Yes, you called me
oh,
caller.
Your caller said.
That's Mufasa. He's a host. Mufasa the host.
Okay.
How would I know that you're the host?
For checking me real quick and real nice and let me know your position. Thank you.
It's all
good. But I do add something because I do agree with what Mufasa said about when you asked him, is it a, you know, how do you fix it medically or spiritually? And he said both. I do agree with that. Well, either or, because I think it's always spiritual. And if we here's the thing, this is how I look at it. Whether it's a medical thing, whether it's choice, all that, it can be a birth defect. That's not the only type of birth defect. And what Mufasa was saying, it can be treated. And everybody have a cross to bear on this earth. Nobody comes out one way. You may come out if you want to go shoot up everybody. And you get help from
right.
it. Spiritual level, however. So even if we come out, whether it's due to drugs or chemicals or whatever, if we come out even still wanting to be gay, that's just something that just has to be addressed. It can be fixed. We don't have to submit to every desire and feeling that we have. You know, so I would
right.
like to just make a point. You know, however you come out, you don't have to submit to the things that's going to lower the quality of life and things like that. And I personally do think that being gay will lower your quality in the sense your spiritual quality. I'm not saying that I don't like gays either. I'm not saying it at all. But I don't agree with the practice of the lifestyle. I don't agree with
mm-hmm.
it. I don't think it's natural.
Absolutely. I feel the same way, but, I mean, this is what, 2017, almost 2018. You cannot tell
mm-hmm.
today's society.
That's correct.
That's what I would say to anybody that's gay or struggling or homosexual, whether they're struggling or not, but if you're, like, your family members, caller that said that, do you think I want to do this. Hello?
I'm sorry. Somehow my phone clicked off. I said what I was saying was that you can't, in 2017, almost 2018, you cannot tell this society that homosexuality is not an abnormality, because they society itself has made it seem so normal. It's making
normal,
it seem
right.
so normal, so acceptable.
True.
You know, so
yep.
accepted. You know, you.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, it's almost
like. Dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. You can ask 100 people, if they have a gay person in their family or know somebody that's that close to them. Guarantee you,
mm-hmm.
all of the 100 people gonna say yes. There was a time
yeah.
when. Again, I'm 51 years old, so there was a time when in my day in high school that you did not, if you did see somebody gay, they wouldn't dare come out as being gay. And if they had the guts to do it, they were 100% ostracized, okay? But yet I have a 24-year-old niece that told me when she was in high school, she went to, she said when she was in high school, she said it was totally normal to be, no, she didn't say to be gay. She said it was totally normal to experiment with being gay. She said that was totally normal. Everybody
yeah.
did.
That's what they. Yeah.
And I'm
that's,
like, what?
Yep. Is what they promote.
Everybody did it.
Girl right.
and boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's and that's crazy. See, this is what and I think this is mainly being marketed towards the black community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're marketing this lifestyle towards us again to neutralize us from thinking and from liberating ourselves because like Carla said, even when I was in high school, it was maybe one gay person, maybe, you know what I mean? Like me and,
mm-hmm.
me and Love Lachey went to the same high school. It may have been one or two, and they were kind of, like you say, they wasn't really ostracized like to where they was just shunned and didn't have any friends, but everybody knew, like, okay, they may be a little different, but it wasn't like the whole school. Like everybody was like, nah, they kind of weird and different. They doing their thing, but, you know, whatever, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
now, like you said, these kids are experimenting. Like it's cool for two young girls or women to be kissing or experimenting with other girls, and probably for the boys as well. They got these skinny
yeah.
jeans, they wear purses, and all
yeah.
these other type of things. So it's just an entire culture that they are promoting as something that mm-hmm. is normal and is something that should be accepted by everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, I, for one, is just like, no, you know, this is not normal because it's not constructive. Again, it's not constructive
right.
to building
yeah.
a family and building a strong society.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That is
yeah.
true. I want to go ahead and take another call. We appreciate it. And really wish we can talk to you a little bit more. We got to take some more calls. I have some more questions.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
If you have time to hang on, do so. Continue listening. And if we can, I'd like to get you back on because I'd like to ask another question. So let's take caller 314-705. Caller 314-705.
Yeah.
Hello,
please speak,
caller.
Thank you.
Hey, how you doing?
We good.
How you doing, Paul?
All is well. How you feel about this topic?
You want to make a comment? Well, talking about being born gay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think you're born gay. I think either something happens to you in life,
mm-hmm.
or
right.
you're taught to be born. You know, you're taught to be gay. I don't think no one's born gay. Myself.
Indeed.
So the ones that say, well, you think I want to be like this? I mean, why would I be like this and get talked about and all that if I wasn't born this way?
Well, I feel like they only saying it to make excuses myself. You know, so yeah, you're not born yet. You have a choice. Either you can be that way,
mm-hmm.
or you can be the way you choose to be. Either gay or
right.
straight. And
right on.
This
is the point.
I'm not saying that some people are forced to be gay. I believe not born to be gay. By the lifestyle that they have lived, or somebody has done something to them, they're young, so I believe that they might not want it to be that way. But since they had tragic in their life that made them go that route, so I just don't believe that they're born gay. Just
right.
Some tragic happened. And they had no other choice but to go that way because they felt a certain type of way.
Okay.
You know.
Well, thanks, Carl. We totally appreciate you calling in. And like you said, forced to be gay, just like you were saying, Mufasa, about the medical thing. And that's a way that I can also see that being a forced thing as well. Let's take another call. Call 314-616. Carl, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're recording.
It wasn't bumped.
It is
bumped.
Caller? Okay, let's try 314-474, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for calling me, caller. How you doing?
Thanks, caller. Peace.
So what's your thoughts on the topic? Yeah, caller, what's your thoughts on the topic?
Opinion. Of course, yeah, I always have to say opinion because no one really knows. You know, so, but biological warfare is real. It is going on. And it definitely, there is choice and there is no choice. There's people out here where they're living by choice. You know, they chose the lifestyle. They're choosing to live that way. And there, unfortunately, are people that are gay, not by choice. And when we say not by choice, we mean, even by starting off, you know, in coming into the world, you know, they're introduced with vaccinations. And we all know that vaccinations come in all type of forms. And they affect the brain. So, you know, as a young infant and your brain is developing, and people don't want to actually sit down and have this discussion on how powerful and toxic, you know, the serums that are given to our babies once we come into this world. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't, like, wave out the possibility that vaccinations don't have an effect on a young child and their estrogen and their testosterone. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
Not only that, as a child is developing, lifestyle is important. Diet is important. You know, studies show that boys eating soy food, you know, is full of estrogen. You're constantly feeding your son. And if you look at the ingredients on most of the items in the grocery store, you're going to find soy is a very, you know, prominent ingredient in a lot of things. And research says that, you know, if you're consuming, if a boy is consuming large levels of soy, you know, he's gaining estrogen, right? And we know that estrogen is what females carry, right? So, you know, lifestyle is important. You know, you could be living in a family where, you know, you may have a gay mother. You know what I'm saying? She's gay now. She wasn't, you know, she had two or three or four kids, but now she decided that, you know, she's gay now. Maybe her circumstances with men wasn't very pleasant, or, you know, so that's a choice. That's a choice now. You can't say that, oh, I have four kids and now, you know, I was born this way. No, you weren't born this way.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So now let me ask you this, caller, real quick, caller. Let me ask you this, because the other part of the question was, do you support the homosexual lifestyle, or do you think it should be promoted as a normal way of life within society?
It definitely shouldn't be promoted. I'm not saying that a gay person or a homosexual person shouldn't be able to work or around people.
Right.
I'm saying that as for it being forced on social media. You know, children, this generation we're in the technology era. This is the age of Aquarius, right? So, you know, we know that these children are more focused on technology. And when they're on Snapchat, they're on Instagram, they're on, you know, Facebook, and they're seeing things. You know, some things I see, I don't want to see, but it just happens to be there. You know, and some things, you know, the mind is curious. So you stop and you watch it and you analyze it. And now, you know, teenagers growing up, they're peer pressured. Peer pressure is really serious now because it's like, all right, you know, now you got young men that are out here. And, you know, they're handsome young men, you know, 15, 16 years old. And their group, their gang out here, and it's more so like, okay, we're not just boys now. We're doing things together. You know what I'm saying? And that's not.
Wow.
The movie Moonlight. Has anybody seen the movie Moonlight? That's a prime example of nothing happened. You know, nothing happened to him per se. But, you know, it was a really good movie to watch because that perception, that was by choice also. You understand what I'm saying? But when you, you know, it happens, that's something that you, that's like, I've heard a lot of stories of people that are gay now due to being molested when they were a child, you know?
Right.
Can we say that
right.
that's by choice? You know? So it's like cancer. It's not like, there's so many parameters. And you can't just pinpoint one thing, but there are definitely contributions to the whole thing. And all you can do is just totally try to weed out the things that, you know, you can do, you know, and, like, work together and, you know, move forward. But never talked about, I feel like it's either, you know, talked about it in the negative light or we're bashing or we're calling names. You know, it's not really ever talked about seriously and factual. You know, nobody is talking about, you know, you're not welcome or you can't, you know, work amongst us. Me and my husband have a discussion. If my son, you know, my son is in school, how would you feel if your instructor, you know, for a boy to be learning by a gay man? You know, he's teaching. He's, should we discriminate against that? How, my husband would feel like, okay, well, I don't really want my son sitting around a feminine man, a gay man. And then another man will be like, you know, well, he's still getting an education. Why does it matter? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but definitely, gay is definitely, it's, I think it's 50-50. I think choice and no choice. You know, and I think that you know, earlier years, we probably didn't see it as much, which makes me feel as though that it's more a biological warfare thing. It's more not by choice.
Yeah, and I was going to point that out, too. I was going to say the biggest factor to me that points to that is socialization and by choice is the fact that now we're seeing more and more gay people. It seems like as time goes on, more and more gay people come out. Well, what were these people back in our parents' days or back in our grandparents' days? They didn't see gay folks like that. You know what I'm saying?
We looked at them as being sick back then. They weren't.
Right.
That wasn't back then. We looked at them as being sick.
Right.
I know
there weren't as many people out like that as it is now.
Now it's like it's beyond a trend. It's beyond a trend now because you got so many gay people that are successful. And that's the thing about it. It's like they're putting not – when I say they're, I'm meaning the label because we've labeled it. So when they're on this pedestal and you're gay and you're making a lot of money and people are seeing that you're being better, and then, and then you know, the black man, you know, I'm thinking the younger youth, the boys are like, okay, I'm afraid to be a black man if they treat me, you know, how they treating black men. Young black boys.
That too.
Yeah. If I had gay, then maybe I'm not, you know.
Have it easier. Yeah, you won't be a target like that.
I won't be a target.
This is a fact. This is
they
a fact.
Care. You know.
Yeah.
So,
and this could be subconsciously. Yeah, this could be subconsciously in their head that they're thinking this. You know, it's easier for a black man to be gay in this society than to be a black man because. Anything can happen. You get shot. You get shot by another black man. Go to jail. Blah blah blah. Whatever, whatever. You know. And, oh, I brought up jail. Now that's another thing because we got to look at jail culture as well, because a lot of black men go to jail and may experiment with the homosexual lifestyle, and then may come out and may not think they gay. You know what I'm saying? They just did it while they was in prison because that's the quote unquote thing to do, I guess. You know what I mean, for some people. But that's another thing we got to look at, jail culture, because a lot of our black men have been to jail or, you know, this and that. So it's kind of promoted in jail as far as a lot of homosexual activity going on within the jail. Go ahead, Carl. I'm sorry.
It's really the youth. The youth was really the focus because now we're looking at 10-year-old girls and boys walking around talking about they like same sex. So what's really going on with youth? right?
Right.
So you got
right.
You got them. They put them on a pedestal, right? Because they're masculine looking, you know. Money. And the thing about it is that's appealing to you. They're following them on Snapchat. They following them on Instagram. They seeing what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, all right, you know, this is what's hot. This is what, even if it means, you know, this is my boyfriend. You know, even
right.
if it's what somebody doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. So that's how they trapped our youth this time. And that's not biological. That's by choice.
Right.
That's by choice.
That's a fact. And I would point to two of the most popular shows that I think, I don't watch a lot of TV, but what I hear a lot of people talking about and on my timeline is Empire. I've heard there are some gay characters on there. And then Atlanta Housewives. These Housewives shows be promoting homosexuality too, because they always got the homosexual male in the background wearing purses, and the lifestyle that they quote-unquote live on TV, it does look attractive because you think these people have money and are doing all these big things and they're able to do all this and that. But underneath that, they're promoting a homosexual lifestyle, in my opinion. You know, that goes for Empire and these Housewives shows. Probably Love & Hip Hop got some funny stuff going on because I seen Young Jock wearing a dress. My timeline. So all that stuff goes in to this conversation. You know what I'm saying?
And one more thing before I go. Women, black women, have a large contribution to homosexuality when it comes to men and with ourselves. Meaning that black women love gay men. We love gay men. We do. And when I say we, I mean because I consider myself, I put myself in the category not because I love gay men, but because I'm a black woman. And I don't like to detach myself by saying they. You know what I'm saying? So we
love gay men. I got you.
And being that a lot of black women, you're coming from single family households where the man is not present. So.
Right.
Boys are growing up and watching us walk around and twerking and walking around
right.
with a little short on, or you know
right.
what I'm saying, makeup on
yeah.
and you know, doing things that you know they can't run up under their father. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of times black women, you know, we've got that influence, that you know
right.
that acceptance. So we're accepting that, so it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as
a black woman, I will think that I will be willing to detach myself from it because I don't think I wouldn't say that I love it and love them and things like that. And I'm not suggesting that you're saying you condone it either, but I just wouldn't want to put myself in that category because I am so against it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just saying that, as a black woman.
Right, and as a black woman, I would say you're probably an exception to that rule because I agree with the caller. Like, the majority of black women do support that lifestyle. It's never all of anything, but and they do. They may have a gay friend or two. You know what I'm saying, and. Actually, I just found out too. Now, I don't know how true this is, but they say the majority of people who watch gay porn is women, and specifically broke down black gay porn was women. Now, I don't know what that's about. I kind of heard it on a little blurb on one of these channels, so I don't know how true it is, but I just found that interesting. You know, going back to the point that a lot of black women have gay friends or, you know, hang out with gay men and, you know, raise young men that may turn out to be gay or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's definitely something to what the caller said there, you know. So, But yeah, thanks for the call, caller. We appreciate you chiming in and sharing with Collective Minds. Appreciate it. And we got about 10 minutes left to the live stream. If anybody else want to call in, this is Collective Minds. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. It's Collective Minds, Brother Kevin, Love Lachey, and Mufasa Rock.
Hey, I wanted to real quick. I know we ain't got that much time. So, what do y'all think about? And we saying that we know that part of this is because of choice. Part of it is because of chemical imbalances. Well, how do y'all feel about if they can about diagnosing some of these as a problem and treating it as a condition?
Well, it is a condition, and I think it can be treated, but the person has to, just like anything, you have to be able to admit it, you have to accept it, just like if you're an alcoholic, you have to be willing to recognize that, hey, this is a problem, this is an issue, but it can be fixed. So as long as the person is able and willing to take that next step forward, then that's fine. But the problem, like everybody mentioned, society is making it okay. It's creating a platform to say it's okay. So they don't have to say it's a problem. They can just learn to live within it. And society is creating creating an atmosphere so they can live with within society and be safe and okay and everything.
Right, right. Well, I think they're doing more than that, but I agree with what Love Lachey said, that yeah, it can be treated. Like I just agree with what she said. I don't have nothing to say. I think it can be treated psychologically and spiritually, and yeah, they just have to admit to it,
Because if we all in agreement that we don't feel it's natural and there's really no place for it in our society, because you can't complete the circle of life being, with men sleeping with men and women sleeping with women. So if we was to get on one accord with this, then yeah, we ought to look at it as something that needs to be treated as almost like a disease, or like I say, or a mental condition. And it's just like y'all were saying, unfortunately, this society that we live in is glorifying it, approving it, and promoting it. But if we get on point and get on code with nature and understand and realize that it is counterproductive to nature, we understand, no, this is not what we need to be doing. We do not need to be glorifying this. We do not need to be living this way. And we should be treating people who have this illness, whether they was born with it and they had a birth defect or some type of chemically enhanced, whatever the case may be. We need to be treating this and giving these people counseling to get them where they need to be.
Correct. Because I believe, I think any reasonable person, or reasonable homosexual person or whatever, I think they can agree that their particular lifestyle is not constructive to a healthy society. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not producing kids.
I think those are going to be the ones that say that they were born that way and they can't help it, just like the caller.
That may be true, but if you just take a step back and remove yourself from the situation, you got to think, would you want a society that promotes homosexuality and there's a lot of homosexual activity and a lot of things going on, or would you want a heterosexual, normal society, man and woman, promoted as your society? Like, I mean, I just think that's an easy choice, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're talking about building strong families and continuing to build your family and build your nation. Like, I just think that's an easy choice. Like, homosexuality is not going to produce those things, not going to produce a healthy society. It's just not.
And I want to say something real fast, because those are good points. I don't think that would be the the best way to approach that, because everybody, whether they gay, straight, or whatever, everybody is not for a nation building. You got some straight people that's like, I don't want to have no kids in this crazy world. So I don't think that would be the necessarily right approach, although I agree with the comment and the stance of what you're saying. But to use
Yeah, I was just saying as far as, you know, building a healthy society. Now, when you talk about I don't want to have kids in this society, I understand that mindset too, but that's more of an individual choice. We're talking about removing yourself from outside, looking from the outside in as much as possible. You know, okay. if this was a perfect society where you would consider having kids, would you want homosexuality to be promoted or would you not?
Right.
So I'm just looking as a collective, you know, not just as an individual. I'm just talking about a nation, period. Like, I'm speaking from the perspective of a black man, but I'm just saying any nation, America, Mexico, can't like any nation, like what is healthy for that nation to, you know, to prosper and be a strong, you know, healthy nation full of strong, healthy families. Like, that's what I was trying to say. But, yeah, indeed. We definitely had a good build. It's, we still got 4 minutes left to the live stream. This is Collective Minds. I do want to thank all the callers and supporters. We appreciate y'all every week. We will be back next week, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2:30 Central Standard Time. And, you know, happy daylight savings. Is that what we just had yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Daylight savings. So I think we fall back and get an extra hour, so they say, but it never really feel like it to me. But you know,
I think it starts off feeling that way, but then you get used to it, and it's like it's a new normal again.
Yep. So I guess we got 3 minutes. Y'all got any last comments on the topic? I'm going to let y'all close it out.
Go ahead,
Lisa. I'm saying that my stand is pretty much the same. You know, I think everybody made some good points. But as far as being born that way, I could say yeah if I'm going to consider it to be a birth defect, you know. But overall, I do think the act of it is still a choice, though. It still seems the act of it is still a choice. Not to take away from Mufasa's point, because I get that, too. You know, what if you take a pill or something that make you jump off the window, jump out the window, or jump out of a moving car? It was still a bad choice, though, it seems to me, you know. Right now, it just still seems like it would be a bad choice just from taking the pills and anything else. But that's all I gotta say.
Again, I don't want nobody to get twisted to any gay people or, you know, any homosexual people that I know that, hey, you know, I'm not bashing or bringing you down. I still love you as a person. You know,
right.
But
ain't
no bash, but I do look at it as being kind of productive to nature and a society that needs to grow.
Fact.
Yeah.
Indeed. I'm glad you put that out there, because, you know, we love our family, you know what I mean? And, this is our opinion.
This is a platform we have to try to build and encourage and provide knowledge and another way of just another insight. You know, we may miss something, you know, so we invite everybody in to that, you know, for their opinion. We enjoy the bill. We enjoy the caller, so keep calling in. Nobody is wrong. No opinion is wrong. You know, we just like to hear different perspectives on things, because like I said, anybody can miss anything, you know. People have different perspectives and offer a new perspective to someone.
Facts.
So, Collective Minds Radio, thanks for tuning in. Tune in next
week.
Find us on Facebook and everywhere.
Yeah. Collective Minds.
Collective Minds Radio.
A Barley
Guy. Okay. Do they know? Or do they understand? Just what it took.
What it took.
Just to be a man.
A man.
Do they know?
Do they know?
Or do they understand?
Understand.
Just what it took.
What it took.
Just to be a man.
Be a man.
I want to thank you, DJ, for this opportunity to talk about something that means so much to me. It's a shame,